What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to Sports Card Strategy. This is a special edition where we are going to let our interns from the National do a podcast about their experience at the National. And let me tell you, they were amazing. First, I want to give a shout out to Tim Larson from Signs of the Times Collectibles and his son, J-Mo. What up, J-Mo? Hope you're doing well. They were the hosts in our booth. We split a 20 by 20 space, so we had a nice 10 by 10 space, and it was amazing. And we had great interns, John Keller, Dave from Chicago, and we had Alan Stegich and Harry Piotrowski. These are photos taken by Alan, who's an amazingly talented photographer, and I'm going to hand it over to Alan and Harry here in a second, and they're going to take about 20 minutes or so and do a podcast, the two of them, that was recorded at the National, just kind of recapping their experience at the National, but super grateful for their efforts. Two amazing young men, and highly recommend them for future jobs. I hope to have them intern yet again, maybe even in Cleveland next year at the National. If you're in Cleveland and you want to intern for nooffseason.com at next year's National, email me at paul@nooffseason.com. I can assure you that we will have a strong presence at the National next year. Kind of flushing that out already. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but as you can see, Alan, super talented photographer here. We cracked more than 100 slabs, Lefty, Chad, and I. Chad and Lefty did most of the heavy lifting throughout the week, but I did crack some slabs as well. We had audience members stop by the booth. We saw some amazing cards. Some of the stuff that you see in these photos are actually Tim Larson's cards. Here's our guy, Ozzy. What a great guy Ozzy was. He stopped by our listener meet and greet, sponsored by Graybo's Sports Cards. Shout out to Graybo's, Duke, Fitz, Gray, Seto, Don, hope you're feeling better. Here's one of Harry's cards, Cassius Winston card. You're going to see, I think Alan took some great photos of, this is Harry's entire Cassius Winston collection. I'm a big Michigan State Spartans basketball fan, have been since I was a little boy. And Harry just brought it strong there with the Cassius card. So I was really excited to see that. Didn't even know Harry collected MSU basketball until the National. He's going to University of South Carolina. Here's Chad cracking one of the several slabs that he cracked. Sports card doctor crack, Chad Gill. And I'm going to hand it over here in a second to Harry and Alan, but I wanted to just kind of show you guys, take an opportunity to show you guys some of the great photos that Alan took at the National. And here's a booklet card that Chad cracked, a Zach Wilson booklet. We all know Zach Wilson is going to beat out Aaron Rodgers probably by week five for the quarterback job of the Jets. Of course, that's an inside joke from the Sports Card Strategy show. And here's an Aaron Rodgers card right here that I'm a little perplexed as to why anyone would even have an Aaron Rodgers card. But, you know, to each his own. Shout out to Greg Rivera of GasTradingCards.com. Learned about them. This is a Derek Jeter one of one that Tim Larson traded the Shohei Ohtani for. And, man, what an absolute great time we had at the National. And a lot of great show and tell content here. But I wanted to give Alan and Harry. There's Harry. So Alan's not in any of these photos because he took them. But there's Harry right there working hard at the booth. And so we're just going to finish getting through some of the other shots that Alan took here. Again, Alan Stegich, Harry Piotrowski, interns for nooffseason.com at the National, at the booth, Signs of the Times Collectibles booth, 3216 at the National. And, you know, here's some more great shots. Actually, I was sharing the wrong tab for those of you watching on YouTube. If you're listening on Apple and Spotify, you're actually not missing much. Because Harry and Alan did an audio only podcast that you're going to see in a second, but there's Harry. There he is. For those of you watching on YouTube, and love all of the support from the audience. If you're new to the nooffseason.com audience, we do a live sports card strategy show, the flagship show, every Monday on YouTube. And then we immediately upload it to Spotify and Apple. If you are able to live comment during that show, that's phenomenal. There's a lot of audience interaction. If you're not able to live comment during that show, don't worry. Just email me at paul@nooffseason.com or DM me on Instagram at sportscardstrategy, and I'm happy to help you out with any of your sports card questions, sports card strategy questions. We're strictly helping people flip and invest to fund their PC, to fund their life. This is an interesting one that happened to us. We cracked out a ticket stub from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's first game at UCLA when he was a freshman by the name of Lou Alcindor. And then he then changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, obviously. And Cyrus bought this ticket for $11,000, had us crack it out, and then had Kareem sign it. So Kendall did a great job. And Kareem signed it for Cyrus. Here's Cyrus right there with Kendall and I. So just phenomenal, phenomenal photo work by our guy, Alan. There's Harry again. So, you know, we let the slabs pile up. There's David Sander and Mark Drazinski, two of our audience members, stopped by the booth to say hello. This is a slab I cracked. I think it might've been for Andy Kaysen of Football Card Quest. He had a few of them, Patrick Mahomes and a Kyle Pitts slab that I cracked. There's the Pitts. We did not mess up any cards. We had 100% success rate. I'm very proud of the team and very, very thankful for the audience that we had. There's JMO in the background. JMO's working hard for Signs of the Times collectibles back there. And yeah, very, very thankful for the team that we've assembled here at nooffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show. We're growing the team. If you're interested in helping us out, email me at paul@nooffseason.com. And we're going to get into the podcast with Alan and Harry now. So I'm excited to give these guys the floor and let them talk about their experience at the National. I think they did a great job. It's super interesting. So Alan, Harry, take it away, guys.
Hey, thanks, Paul. So my name is Alan Stegich.
And I'm Harry Piotrowski. And again, we just want to say a huge shout out to Paul and the entire Sports Card Strategy Show team, Chad and Kendall. It's really been an honor to work with you guys this week, and you're some really cool guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great connection, and, you know, these guys really know what they're doing and what they're talking about. And, you know, thank you to all the listeners, and this wouldn't be possible without the listeners. Also, shout out to my dad, Tony Stegich, for getting me and Harry onto this. And, you know, again, Paul for reaching out and being open to listening to his listeners. It's really great. All right, so I'll ask you, what is your overall national opinion? How do you like the National so far?
Well, I think the biggest thing that stands out to me this year is the sheer size change from years past. This is my third National in Chicago. In years past, it's just been the one largest venue room open. And then they've had the Breakers Pavilion, but it hasn't been nearly as large.
Right.
This year, it's all of the first floor space. It's probably doubled in size.
I know you have you've been to more Nationals than I have. This is my second one. My first one was a couple years back, and it was my first ever card show, actually, and it was very nerve-wracking. I wasn't much into cards now as I am now, but you know, it's very, you know, as for someone that is getting into this, or you know, for all of you guys out there that haven't been to a National, It's very nerve-wracking. You know, it's very intimidating, especially with all these dealers, because they've been in the hobby for a very long time. So, you know, my advice to anyone coming here, especially as Harry mentions the size, don't be scared to not know anything. And by that I mean, you know, everyone's here to be helpful. And yes, you're going to come across people that aren't the best or nice people, but don't be nervous to try something new, and don't be nervous to go out there. And do you have any other...
I think you make a great point about not being nervous, as well as be confident, right? Yeah, the people at these booths know a lot, but they're still overpriced a lot of the time. And they will not speak nicely. Some people are not very nice, but you just got to stay confident. If you're looking to sell something, looking for a card specifically, stick with it, and you'll find some really awesome people here at the show that really do care about helping you achieve those goals beyond them just making a quick buck off you.
And I would also say, you know, do some research. Another piece of advice for this show, do some research. Know what you want to do, what you want to do. You know, you could come in here open-minded, but, you know, have comps ready, have eBay ready, have all that stuff ready. And, I mean, but overall, the show's been great. You know, there's a ton of people. You know, I know our booth is doing fantastic. We've had nothing but great experiences here with Paul and everybody else here. And the show itself, it's been really well. So that leads us to what we've been picking up at the PC, or at the National. So
a large part of what I've been picking up is dollar box stuff. I've been digging through dollar boxes. I'm one that really enjoys the thrill of flipping a dollar card for $5 on eBay, ship it plain white envelope with the standard tracking. I think there's a missed market there that a lot of people aren't taking advantage of. And if you have extra time, I highly, highly recommend it.
Well, I think a lot of people are really focused on the high value cards, and people really, oh, well, I'm going to buy this one card. But in reality, there's so many, you know, those small flips can help you lead up to knowing more stuff about cards and leading to better investments when it comes to buying those big dollar cards. So in those dollar boxes, are you PCing? Are you...
Aside from dollar boxing, most of the other stuff I have been picking up this week is PC stuff. A lot of Jake Berger, third baseman, and he's been playing second recently for the Chicago White Sox.
So before we get into that, who do you PC? Who are your top PCs?
It's largely Michigan State. And that is because my sister is attending school there, and I've just really gotten into Michigan State sports, and there's been some really good athletes and fun guys to watch coming out of there. Kenneth Walker and Cassius Winston, and then I'm really looking forward to Jaden Reed this year with the Green Bay Packers. Packers are my favorite NFL team, so I'm really pumped about that, and that collection will grow pretty big. I've also started growing the South Carolina collection, just because that is where I'll be attending school in the fall. So Deebo Samuel, Jadeveon Clowney, those are some of the names in that list. Jake Berger. That's my newest addition to the PC.
I was going to say, we've both picked up some Jake Bergers this show. Shout out to Kendall for making us want to buy more Jake Bergers.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, I mostly PC. I PC three main players, I would say. The one being Paul Konerko. He's a little bit of an oldie, but he's an oldie buddy goodie. He's retired, first baseman for the White Sox. I PC a lot of his, and not really expensive cards. None of his cards really go for that much, but, you know, it's someone that made me fall in love with the game of baseball, so I PC him. I also like freshly drafted out of Arkansas, Jordan Walsh. He just got drafted to the Celtics. He's balling out right now in summer league, or he was. And you know, I would say I PC Justin Herbert a little, but his market is so big and so hard.
I think you need to correct your statement there.
Okay.
I think you are. If money was not an object, you would be the biggest Justin Herbert hoarder in the world.
All right, I like Justin Herbert. His prices are too expensive. I tried PCing. I lost all my money. I didn't lose it. I just had no money to spend on cards, so I had to sell a little. But I will PC as one of one eventually. I don't know what flawless, immaculate, whatever it needs. I will have it one day. But that's mainly who I PC. Now, you know, part of the Sports Card Strategy Show and NoOffSeason.com is learning about who to flip. And I think flipping is, you know, one of probably, if not the main thing that goes on at the National or in general on eBay for sports cards. So, Harry, who do you like to flip, and who have you been trying to flip recently, and who's hot to flip right now?
I've had a lot of success, like I said, with dollar boxes, and that really is a whole range, a whole spectrum of things. So here at the show in dollar boxes, I've found a Chris Olave case hit.
You got that for $1?
Yeah, I got that for $1.
What'd you flip it for?
Sold it quickly for $20 from Panini XR. I'm even flipping some Jake Bergers that I find in dollar boxes. That is not great investment advice, but if it's underpriced, I'm going to buy it.
Absolutely.
But as far as cards above a dollar that I'm buying, I really like the set Bowman University as a whole, specifically the football. Historically, Bowman baseball is very, very, very popular as far as prospecting goes. And so when I saw Bowman University football with collegiate logos, I was really intrigued by that, and the fact that these players now have NIL deals so that we can have cards of guys still in college, still playing collegiate football. Right. And we all know that there's a huge market, especially with SEC schools, Big Ten schools. And so I've been picking up gold refractors on bid and then relisting them, buy it now, and I usually double my money within 3 to 4 days.
So when it comes to Bowman U, who's hot in that market? Like, I know you said the SEC and Big Ten, but what specific player sells well in Bowman U?
So I'm usually looking to buy quarterbacks. It really doesn't matter which quarterback, as long as it's gold. Gold sells. People are always looking for their school's quarterback.
Right.
No matter the case.
And I think the hobby's grown so much that you have so many college kids that aren't, like, not necessarily afraid, but they like collecting their college cards. And I think that that is a good way to make money off of it, especially if you can find it for cheap.
Right, exactly. I also like the play on Caleb Williams, Bowman University, first Bowman Chromes. They run you about $2 to $4 right now. I just think that at $2 to $3, if you're stashing those, he's going to be the consensus number one pick this year.
Unless something tragic happens. But,
right.
I mean, he's the
right.
standout player of that draft.
It's not a Spencer Rattler case.
Right.
But, like, there's no way on draft night that those aren't $8 to $10 cards and you can just flip them in bulk, because there's not going to be any other Caleb Williams cards out, and that's going to be his best rookie card available. So I like that as a play as a whole. I don't know. What are you picking up? What are you investing in?
Well, so at the show, actually, I had a great talk with Kendall and Aram from Just Baseball. I just want to give them also a huge shout-out, Just Baseball. I absolutely love their company. I followed them for a very long time. They do great things for baseball. They have great prospect lists. And they are someone that if you really want to read, listen to great podcasts, or just, you know, laugh about baseball, but also take it seriously to where you want to invest money into it, Just Baseball is the website to go to. Also with nooffseason.com, great podcast, great everything. Paul's the man. But at this show specifically, I've been trying to invest a little in prospects, so baseball prospects. So, for example, I traded a bunch of mediocre mid-tier cards for a Jackson Chourio PSA 10 Sapphire.
Nice.
It was a good deal. I think he's going to do great things. So
he's young, too.
Right. So my whole goal this whole season, or this whole national for flipping stuff, has been taking a look at top prospect lists, looking at, you know, who's low tier that has a lot of upside. And, you know, you can check out those lists on justbaseball.com, great prospect list. You can compare it to MLB.com's prospect list. But find somebody who's not very talked about, someone that's underrated that could have a high upside, and I've been doing that a lot recently. Other than that, flipping-wise, like I said, I bought Justin Herbert a lot when I was younger, and his cards have gone up in value, so I have flipped a couple of his, but mostly it's been MLB prospects.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So, like, what's your number one prospect right now? Or is that a secret we don't reveal? I don't know.
Magicians never reveal their secrets. All however, right. However,
this is an investing strategy
however,
show.
Okay, well, Jackson Chourio is going to be a beast. Jackson okay. Holiday is a tank, but, I mean,
yeah, those are your gold standard. But
right.
I agree. If you can find them at a reasonable price.
Right. Always check. But
all in.
All they're going to do is go up. If you look at Ellie, he was the same way. When he was a year or two before he was in the league, his prices were top tier. But now look, they're even higher at this point. I mean, I think Jackson Holiday is standout alone good. I think Chourio's right up there.
So you're really playing the long term here. Like, 6 months or more on these prospects.
On prospects, absolutely. I think it's well worth your wait. I know Kendall has had great experience with prospects, but I think there's no better way than to do your own research, trust yourself. Because in reality, if something fails on your prospect list, that's on yourself. You trusted yourself. You thought, you know, everything was going to be, you know, he thought he was going to be great. And in reality, prospects, baseball's such a big sport. I mean, there's so many players. And the prospect tiers are just so, it's very easy to make money on prospects if you have the time to hold it and if you have the money to spend on it. All right, now let's see. Let's talk about some sales, recent sales in eBay.
What's your biggest flip? What's your nicest sale to date?
Nicest sale? Oh boy. Well, back in I want to say it was 2020, maybe 2021. I forgot. Me and my dad went to Walgreens and we bought a $5 football box. You know what I'm talking about? Those little ugly looking football boxes that have a bunch of random horrible cards in them, and it comes with one sealed pack.
Yeah, like a way to burn $5.
Right, it's a great way. It's a great way to just ruin $5, right? Back in the day, they used to actually have Select, Donruss, Optic, all these different packs in these $5 boxes. So, you know, I thought of it as, hey, let's go buy a $5 box. We'll throw everything else to take the pack, you know, donate it to the kids. But nowadays, they change the pack. But anyways, I bought this $5 thing with my dad. We take it home. We open it. And this, mind you, I didn't know anything really about sports cards when I did this. We got a Select pack. So, you know, we opened the Select pack. In the pack, we got a Jalen Hurts rookie gold checkerboard die cut.
Jeez, man.
Out of 10.
Wow. Yeah.
That's like, it felt like I won the lotto. And mind you, I didn't know much about cards at the time, so I put it in a penny sleeve and the top loader, luckily. Even though I didn't know much, I did that. And I didn't know the value of it. I didn't even know how to look up comps at that point. But I did that. And eventually, later down the line, I don't know how that happened, but I looked the card up and I was like, oh, you know, Jalen Hurts made a name for himself. That also helped, obviously. He made it to the Super Bowl and everything. He made a name for himself. But eventually, I got a hold of comps and I realized, oh, this is like a $400, $500 card raw. And I was like, okay, well then, you know, later down the line, I met Harry. You know, the Jalen Hurts card was actually the first ever card I graded. So me and Harry, I sent it into PSA. I sent it through KK Sports. So great company.
Quick shout out.
Yeah. Great customer service. But card came back about a month and a half, 2 months later.
Unfortunately, right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right after the Super Bowl. Couldn't have been worse timing. I think it literally was the weekend after the Super Bowl.
I think it was.
I would have loved to sell that the day before the Super Bowl. But it came back a 9, which actually, the condition that card was in, I was okay with a 9.
Yeah,
we were
concerned it might 8.
Right. I thought it could have 8, but I was happy with a 9. The 10 would have been fantastic. So I ended up taking that $5 card. I graded it for $20. And then I actually ended up selling it a couple months ago at a Ludex card show.
Another shout out.
I ended up selling it at a Ludex card show down in, I think it was in Rosemont too, but for a nice coin, as you call it.
Man, you told that whole story and you're not going to give us like a...
I got 1,000 cash. And like a $350 Patrick Mahomes PSA 10 for
all
it.
All right, so $1,400? All right.
Around there, mm-hmm. Yeah. Around $1,400. It was probably, I mean, I've never held that much cash in my hand actually before, so that actually felt great. Yeah, so I took that money. It's going straight to the University of Iowa. Shout out Caitlin Clark. yeah, what about you? What's your best buy, flip?
So about 2 years ago now, exactly, last time the National was in Chicago, I came in with one goal, and that was to buy a Joel Embiid Kaboom. I'm a big fan of Joel Embiid. I don't really PC him or collect him. I was just looking for Joel Embiid Kaboom, because Kabooms were the thing. I went through the whole show all weekend. I was there 3 days, I believe, and I did not find a single one. As I was leaving the show, I checked eBay, and there was one listed for $200. And so as I walked out of the show, I spent my last bit of cash for cards on this Joel Embiid Kaboom on eBay. It came in, looked super clean. I said, all right, we'll give it a shot.
What year was this again?
2 years ago, so okay. 2021. All right. And I sent it to PSA, spent like $100 to have it expedited. And so I had $300 all in, came back a PSA 10.
That's a nice card right there.
I sold it with the Kaboom hype for $1,300 on eBay. And now that card's doing about $700. And so I had intended all along to keep it in my collection, but things worked out, and I'm quite content with how things worked out.
I think one day you got to get that card back.
I think it is on my bucket list when I have more expendable income for large purchases.
Yeah. So speaking of bucket lists, let's go over, what's a bucket list card that you've always wanted that obviously, you know, if money was free, what would you, what's some one card you'd love to have?
One that comes to mind for me is in my PC currently, I have a Cassius Winston Nike Swoosh Auto. And so I kind of want to keep that trend going. And at the show this weekend, I saw a Kenneth Walker Nike Swoosh autograph from NT. And so I really wanted to pair that with the Cassius, but the dude was asking way too much for me to find it reasonable to spend. But that is a card that I would love to add and pair and take photos with. What about you?
Well, all right. I think I have a couple going here. One of them I think would be a so I'm a Sox fan. You know, nothing wrong with the Cubs, but yeah, go Sox. But one of them would be I'd love to have a card with the top two legends of every Chicago sports team on that card. I'm sure it exists somewhere, or at least with some of the legends on it, but I'd love to have like a...
So, can we go over that? What does that look like? Jordan Pippen?
Yeah, for the Bulls, yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. Jordan Pippen. For the White Sox, there's a lot. Okay, so here's the difference. I don't think these are the best two legends on the White Sox.
Your favorite,
too. However, I would want it to be a Frank Thomas, Paul Konerko.
Okay.
So I think they're, you know, you might be able to find better White Sox numbers wise, but that's who I personally would want on that card.
And then Blackhawks for the hockey fans.
Oh,
I'm not a big
Bobby
hockey
Hall,
guy.
Stan Mikita. All right. Just again, I'm young. I'm 18 years old. I know there's so many, but Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews. They're my decade. They're not the best players, but I wish to have Paul Konerko, Frank Thomas, Pippen, Jordan, Kane, Toews, and Bears. Well, who would I want from the Bears on this?
Well, it can't happen anymore. It can't be Walter Payton, but I mean.
No, yeah. I mean, I still, you know, I'd want Walter Payton. Let's see. Who else from the Bears?
Who else from the Bears? Like. Man.
How about a little Cody Parkey action?
Double doink.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. No, but I'd love a Chicago, like a city sports team card. Like that'd be pretty cool to have. I'd also love a little Caitlin Clark 1/1 on card auto. Yeah. Bowman, you give me that for the dorm room.
For the dorm room. All right. Well, Leaf, we just gave you some great ideas. That sounds like a Leaf type project. So shout out Leaf for that.
Yep. All right. Well, Paul, I really appreciate you having us on here again. The show has been wonderful. The booth has been great. Huge shout out to Chad, Paul, Kendall, everyone here at NoOffseason.com Sports Strategy Show. You guys are amazing, fantastic. Had a great time. Really appreciate it again. Any last words, Harry?
You said it all. I think it's been a fantastic week, and I really am so grateful for the opportunity we've had to be here. And the people that I've been able to meet and talk to, it really just is incredible how many awesome people are in this hobby and are doing these things.
Right. The show, I mean, it's incredible. It's something I've never seen before. And, you know, just again, thank you, specifically Paul, Chad, Kendall, all of you guys at nooffseason.com. Thank you guys, and take care.
We feel the same way about you, Alan and Harry. What a phenomenal job these two guys did. And they're welcome back on the Sports Card Strategy Show anytime. We would love to have you back. We'd love to have you back to intern. So great points, too, with the flips, the potential Leaf product of the Chicago sports teams. I would have put maybe Brian Urlacher on that Bears card, or my personal favorite, Jim McMahon. But definitely with Harry on the Kenneth Walker and the Cassius Winston, that would be great. Also, Sean Respert and Irvin Magic Johnson might be on my all-time MSU card. Don't forget about Eric Snow. But great job, guys. They're making great points with the flips that they made and the Bowman U product, the NIL licensing, Jackson Churio. I mean, we're aligned on a lot of that stuff. And I love their big plays there where the Harry had the Joel Embiid kaboom play. And Alan and his dad, Tony, got that Jalen Hurts out of the cheesy box at Walgreens, which is pretty cool. Big, big thank you to Tony Stegich. Tony Stegich is a loyal audience member. He is Alan's father, and he is the reason why we were able to hook up and have these two great young men at our booth. Again, great job, Alan and Harry. You sound like a future version of Kendall and I, and Chad, of course. Thanks, everybody, so much for watching and listening to this special edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show with our interns from the National and their national recap. Great job, guys. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening, and have a great day.